Finding the right career, choosing or changing career paths. This podcast is brought to you as a service by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us toll-free at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. Whether you're just leaving school, finding opportunities limited in your current position, or like many in this economy, facing unemployment, it may be time to consider your career path. Regardless of your reasons, the right career is out there for you. By learning how to research the options, realize your strengths, and acquire new skills, as well as muster the courage to make a change, you can discover the career that's right for you. Finding meaningful work in today's world. You may have fallen into the trap of thinking that the sole point of work is to bring home enough money to live comfortably. While adequate compensation is important in any job, it's not the whole story. If you're unsatisfied with what you do every day, you may feel burned out, frustrated, anxious, depressed, or unable to enjoy time at home knowing that another workday is ahead. What's more, if you don't find your work meaningful and rewarding, it's hard to keep the momentum going to advance in your career. You are more likely to be successful in a career that you feel passionate about. Whether you're looking to enter the workforce for the first time or contemplating a career change, the first step to choosing a fulfilling career is to uncover the activities that get you excited and bring you joy. Discovering new possibilities. The first step in considering a career change is to think carefully about what really drives you. You might find it hard to get past thinking about what pays the most or what is the most secure, especially in today's economy. However, it's important to first discover your primary interests and passions. This can open doors to careers that you might not have considered. Once you've had that foundation, you can start fine-tuning your search for the right career. You might be surprised at how you can fit your passions into a new career. Exploring your career opportunities. Focus on the things that you love to do. What have you dreamed of doing in the past? What do you naturally enjoy doing? Jot down what comes to mind, no matter how improbable it seems. Look for clues everywhere. Take notes of projects or topics that stir your compassion or excite your imagination. Reflect on stories of people you admire. Ask yourself why certain activities make you happy, and pay attention to times when you are really enjoying yourself. Be patient. Remember that your search may take some time and that you may have to go down a few different roads before finding the right career path. Time and introspection will help you identify the activities that you most enjoy and that bring you true satisfaction. Overcoming obstacles to career happiness. It's always challenging to consider a huge change in your life, and there may be many reasons why you think changing careers is not possible. Here are some common obstacles with tips on how to overcome them. It's too much work to change careers. Where would I ever begin? Changing careers does require a substantial time investment. However, remember that it does not happen all at once. If you sit down and map out a rough plan of attack, breaking down larger tasks into smaller ones, it's a lot more manageable than you think. And if the payoff is a happier, more successful career, it's worth it. I'm too old to change careers. I need to stay where I am. If you have worked for a number of years, you may feel that you've put too much time and effort into your career to change midstream. Or you may be concerned about retirement and health benefits. However, the more you've worked, the more likely you are to have skills that can transfer to a new career. Even if you're close to receiving a pension or other benefits, you can start to plan now for a career transition after retirement. I don't have enough skills to consider a new career. You might be unaware of the skills that you have, or low self-esteem may lead you to underestimate your marketability. Either way, you probably have more skills than you think. Consider skills you've learned not only from your job, but also from hobbies, volunteering, or other life experiences. And gaining skills is not an all-or-nothing proposition. You can volunteer once a week or take a night class to move forward, for example, without quitting your current job. In this economy, I'm lucky to have a job. I don't want to rock the boat. In today's climate, it might feel like too much of a risk to consider changing careers. However, if you're unhappy in your current job, doing research on other options will only benefit you in the long run. You may discover a career with a more stable long-term outlook than your current career, for example, and you don't have to quit your current job until you are confident of your new career path. So for those who are wondering, what if I've already lost my job? Being unemployed or underemployed can be tremendously stressful. It can increase the pressure of meeting mortgage payments and other financial obligations. You may feel ashamed for not working or feel the loss of your job has stripped you of your identity at home and at work. This is especially true if you haven't been in the same field for very long. However, unemployment also has a bright side. It gives you the chance to reflect on your career path. If you've been considering a new field, now is the time to research the options and see what might be the right fit for you. You may end up in a much stronger position than if you had originally kept your job. Finding the right career, tip number one, identify occupations that match your interests. So how do you translate your interests into a new career? With a little research, you might be surprised at the careers that relate to many of the things you love to do. Career tests. Different online tools can guide you through the process of self-discovery. Questions, quizzes, and personality assessments can't tell you what your perfect career would be, but they can help you identify what's important to you in a career, what you enjoy doing, and where you excel. One example frequently used by universities and the U.S. government is the Rysak-Holland Interest Scale. It outlines 6 common personality types, such as investigative, social, artistic. It enables you to browse and sample careers based on the type of personality you most identify with. The name of that test is spelled RISEC/HOLLAND. Researching specific careers. If you've narrowed down some specific jobs or careers, you can find a wealth of information online, from descriptions of positions to average salaries, estimated future growth. This will also help you figure out the practical priorities. How stable is the field that you're considering? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk? Is the salary range acceptable to you? What about commute distances? Will you have to relocate for training or a new job? Will the new job affect your family? Get support and information from others. While you can glean a lot of information from research and quizzes, there's no substitute for information from someone currently working in your chosen career. Talking to someone in the field gives you a real sense of what type of work you'll actually be doing and if it meets your expectations. What's more, you will start to build connections in your new career area, helping you to land a job in the future. Does approaching others like this seem intimidating? It really doesn't have to be. Networking and informal interviewing are important skills that can greatly further your career. You may also consider career counseling or a job coach, especially if you're considering a major career shift. Sometimes impartial advice from others can open up possibilities that you had not considered. Finding the right career, tip number 2. Evaluate your strengths and skills. Once you have a general idea of your career path, take some time to figure out what skills you have and what skills you need. Remember, you're not completely starting from scratch. You already have some skills to start. These skills are called transferable skills, and they can be applied to almost any field. Some examples include management and leadership experience, communication, both written and oral, research and program planning, public speaking, conflict resolution and mediation, managing your time effectively, computer literacy, and foreign language fluency. Tips for discovering your transferable career skills. Don't limit yourself to experience only at work. When you're thinking about your skills, consider all types of activities, including volunteering, hobbies, and life experiences. For example, even if you don't have formal leadership or program planning experience, founding a book club or organizing a toy drive are ways that you've been putting these skills into practice. List your accomplishments that might fit in. Don't worry about formatting these skills for a resume at this point. You just want to start thinking about what skills you have. It can be a tremendous confidence booster to realize all of the skills that you've developed. Brainstorm with trusted friends, colleagues, or mentors. They may be able to identify transferable skills you've overlooked or help you better articulate these skills in the future. Uncover more transferable skills by doing an online search and take online tests. Finding the right career, tip number 3, develop your skills and experience. If your chosen career requires skills or experience that you lack, don't despair. There are many ways to gain needed skills. While learning, you'll also have an opportunity to find out whether or not you truly enjoy your chosen career and also make connections that could lead to your dream job. Gaining career skills. Utilize your current position. Look for on-the-job training or opportunities to do projects that develop new skills. See if your employer will pay for part of your tuition costs. Identify resources in the community. Find out about programs in your community. Community colleges or libraries often offer low-cost opportunities to strengthen skills such as computers, basic accounting, or how to start a business. Local chambers of commerce, small business administrations, or state job development programs are also excellent resources. Volunteer or work as an intern. Some career skills can be acquired by volunteering or doing an internship. This has the added benefit of getting you in contact with people in your chosen field. Take classes. Some fields require specific education or skills, such as an educational degree or specific training. Don't automatically rule out more education as impossible. Many fields have accelerated programs if you already have some education, or you might be able to do night classes or part-time schooling so that you can continue to work. Some companies even offer tuition reimbursements if you stay at the company after you finish your education. Finding the right career, tip number 4. Consider starting your own business. If you're getting worn down by a long commute or a difficult boss, the thought of working for yourself can be very appealing. And even in a slower economy, it's still possible to find your perfect niche. Depending on the specialty, some companies prefer to streamline their ranks and work with outside vendors. However, it is especially important to do your homework and understand the realities of business ownership before you jump in. Make sure you are committed to and passionate about your business idea. You'll be spending many long hours getting started, and it may take a while for your business to pay off. Research is critical. Take some time to analyze your area of interest. Are you filling an unmet need? Especially if you're considering an online business, how likely is your area to be outsourced? What is your business plan, and who are your potential investors? Expect limited or no earnings to start, especially in the first few months. You are building your base and may have startup costs that offset any profit initially. Make sure you have a plan on how to cope during this period. Final tips for career changers. Pace yourself and don't take on too much at once. Career change doesn't happen overnight, and it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the steps to successfully change careers. However, you will get there with commitment and motivation. Break down large goals into smaller ones and try to accomplish at least one small thing a day to keep the momentum going. Don't rush into a change because of unhappiness in your current job. If you are stressed and unhappy in your current job or unemployed, you might be feeling a lot of pressure to make a quick change. However, if you don't do enough research, you might end up in an even worse position than before with the added stress of a new position and a new learning curve. Ease slowly into your new career. Take time to network, volunteer, and even work part-time in your new career field before committing fully. It will not only be an easier transition, but you will have time to ensure that you're on the right path and make any necessary changes before working full-time in your new field. And finally, take care of yourself. You might be feeling so busy with career transition that you barely have time to sleep or eat. However, managing stress, eating right, and taking time for sleep, exercise, and loved ones will ensure that you have the stamina for the big challenges ahead. The information in this podcast was based on information from an article found at helpguide.org, helpguide.org. If you have questions about this topic or want to gather more information, please call Fleet and Family Support Programs toll-free at 866-854-0638 or visit our website at www.navylifepnw.com, spelled N-A-V-Y-L-I-F-E-P-N-W.com. Thank you for listening.